cioè dobbiamo muovo.
How are you today?
I'm alright. Just chilling down for lunch and get ready for the next bus out.
Get it.
Next bus route, I'm a school bus companion.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains you're eating lunch at 10 minutes till 11, huh? Now finished.
You're good. How you been?
Hey, you intermote in your lunch.
Yeah, I'll be clear on your final.
Bon appetit. Catch you in a little while. W4DJW Mobile.
4DJW, K4CHY.
It is still morning, I guess, yeah. An hour and 7 more minutes of morning.
It was like Friday or Saturday morning. I turned the radio on and caught something out the periphery of my vision and looked over, and that dark spot was lighting up.
All by itself?
So I kind of squeezed around on it and it changed states, but I think once I work up the courage, I'm going to open it up and poke around on it with a spudger to see if I can find something, a mug, over.
One thing I did with two of my radios that I got when my dad passed away, he had two Kenwood radios that they were really old. In fact, I'm talking on one right now. One of them, the finals were gone in it, and I just replaced the finals. Both of them, the battery was gone, and I replaced the battery, put a battery case in it so that I could replace the batteries without soldering them in and out. And one of them had a connection between two boards that all I really had to do was heat up the solder to melt it to make it shiny again. And that's all it took. Both of them are working great now.
So I was going to poke around with the spudger to see if I could see any changes and kind of do the same thing, eyeball it over and see if it has some solder connections that need to be reflowed. But yeah, that was quite a surprise. I thought I had noticed it in the past, like different levels of darkness. And then, like I said, it was either Friday or Saturday morning. I actually seen it flickering on and off, so that's encouraging.
Still good. It just needs, there's a point of contact with high resistance that needs to be resolved. That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, Keith. Hey, Dave. It's nice to hear y'all. I'm just wondering, how can I get into fixing and repairing old radios?
Keith?
I think probably my first advice was, I don't know how much you know about electronics. I'm not proficient, but I can work my way around things. I guess really my biggest advice would be learn how to solder first.
I got you. I actually talked to Chad about that last week. He told me that we were going to try and meet up and have a soldering class. I don't know if that's going to be easy or not, but I'm going to find out.
Soldering on really, really simple circuits, like a circuit that'll turn a diode on that needs a resistor in line with the battery. Something really simple like that, and then understand that circuit, and then work your way up from that. Understand how circuits work, and work your way up from the very, very basics. You gotta build a database, a platform to build on, and it takes a while. Don't get in a hurry. not going to come overnight. I thought when I became a ham radio operator, that would enable me to understand how radios worked. But like one of the guys who used to be on this repeater a lot used to say all the time, that license is a license to learn. Right. It doesn't put anything in your head. It doesn't teach you anything. You gotta go out and get it yourself. W4DJW.
That's exactly what Chad told me. I get a license, and it's a license to learn. I tell you, I look up to Chad a lot. He's a really, really cool guy. And, I hope that I could meet some of you guys in person as well. When is your next DRARS meeting?
Take practice course. Most of the older stuff is going to be through hole, which is probably where you should start. Don't even mess with modern radios, because most of that's all surface mount. You got to have specialized equipment, and I would probably recommend if you go to these soldering classes, once you start learning and get to where you're fairly decent with it, invest in a good soldering iron, not one of the cheap ones you buy at Walmart or Harbor Freight or anything like that. It took me a long time of soldering flight controllers to learn that, but I finally broke down and got me a good soldering iron, and it makes for a lot quicker and a lot cleaner joint.
I copy on that. Thank you all for your advice. I really appreciate it.
For just a minute, I'll be right back. I've got to unload at the transfer station, W4DJW.
See you in a minute, David. Keith, you still in there?
10-4-C-H-Y, go ahead, Jim.
Keith, do you know when the next in-person meeting is for the BRHM and the Radio Society?
Not. I'm over in Seneca, so I don't get over that way. I'm kind of like you. I would like to attend one and get face-to-face with some of these guys. I did get to meet Dave, but he's about the only one I've met in person. I don't get over that way much.
I hear you. Seneca is a long ways away from Greenville. It's a long way from Easley. And I used to have to drive there every morning to go to Fleet Rehab.
When I first came to work over here, I was driving from Fountain Inn to Westminster. I did that for about a month, and that was a couple of times I had to pull over in the evening on the side of the interstate and take a nap before I could get home.
I can't blame you, I can't blame you. Sometimes I feel like I could take me a good nap here in the school bus parking lot.
There you go. Yeah, I started to work, and I probably wasn't about a week or so into it, and we just started working 10 and 12 hours a day. So I'd drive about an hour and a half and work for 10 or 12 hours and try to make the hour and a half drive back to the house. So, they were getting a lot more of my time than I was.
N4CSY to your 4WWC. Yeah, I hear you on that. Yeah, work takes a lot of time, but it's worth it.
And I have, coming up on 27 years, so this one kind of worked out good for me. KN4CHY, I think it up with a repeater.
KN4CHY, I got you. All right. Okay, thank you. KN4WWC, yeah, I didn't need to do that. This here is, how's your day going so far?
But I got to get back at it. I was just taking a quick break. Got a few things to wrap up before lunch, so I reckon I need to get back out of here. I'm going to hang around a minute and see if Dave's going to come back to you. I don't have anything else for him, but didn't want to leave you hanging.
I'll be clear, and like you said on your final, that I'll stick around and wait for Dave. This is KS1WWZ.
WWZ, KN4CHY. All right, Chandler, have a good rest of your day, and I intend to do the same, and we'll catch you later. Dave, if you're out there, I'll catch you later, too. You both have a good day, and I'll be clear, KN4CHY.
4DJW, KS1WWZ. Nothing hurt, KO4 Whiskey Whiskey Head, I'll be on the side.